And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you to the issues, people, and topics that are important to you. And today we are continuing our discussion about how Colorado Springs is working on improving itself. I mean, we always think that it's the greatest place ever, but every heart and soul that is invested in this community wants to see it become even better. So we know that downtown is the heart of the city, the center for art and culture, business, and home to more than 100 locally owned small businesses that we know have been hit hardest by this pandemic, and they need our ongoing support to make it through the upcoming critical holiday season. You know, downtown generates 7 times more sales tax revenue per acre than the city as a whole, meaning downtown's economic vitality has a large impact on the health, at least when it comes to the revenue-based health of our entire city. Now, there are many ways to support small businesses downtown, from outdoor dining, even during the winter, to holiday shopping, and there are a lot of fun activities in the works for the holiday season. So joining me more to talk about this topic, we have Laurel Prudhomme, who's Vice President of Communications for the Downtown Partnership. Welcome to the show. Welcome to The Extra, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and I may have mispronounced it. It's Laurel. So, Laurel, let's start off with talking about the Downtown Partnership. And what is it that the Downtown Partnership does?
So, we are the lead advocacy organization for downtown. And our funding comes from 2 different tax districts that are obviously in the downtown area. And we also have a nonprofit arm where we bring programming and things through sponsorships and donations. So what we primarily focus on is ensuring that downtown does remain the civic and economic and cultural heart of our city. And we do that by working with small businesses. We can provide them assistance with their marketing. We can provide them with assistance on improvements to their properties, to their storefronts, to signage. We work with large developers and small developers in helping connect them to the appropriate city resources when they're trying to get a project launched. And that can include anything from, you know, new apartment buildings that we've seen pop up to even permitting and regulations and things for places like the Bread and Butter Market that recently opened. And then on the art and cultural side, we're the ones that administer the Art on the Street public art program. We partner with the city on Skate in the Park. And so we do those sort of public engagement things, walking tours, and really the pedestrian-friendly things that make downtown an engaging place to come and shop and dine.
And we know
it's
that
it's a long list.
It is a long list. It's a big brief, as they would call it, that Downtown Partnership does. But at the core, it sounds like supporting some of the small businesses that make up downtown is very important to your mission. But for those who maybe aren't as invested in the downtown area, why should people care about supporting small businesses?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, I liken the health of our city center to the health of our bodies. We know when your core is strong that radiates out to the rest of your being. And it applies to cities as well. We have more density downtown, so we pack in more people in the office buildings and the shops and now with new residential things popping up. And when you have that density, you have a greater sort of economic driver. And because downtown does generate more sales tax revenue than any other acre of the city, it's really important that we continue to support the businesses that are down there, because that ripple effect truly does impact everybody in our community, whether they live close to downtown or they don't, whether they come downtown every day or every week or just a few times a year. It's really important that we keep that vitality going, because it is the heart of our small businesses too. It's where we have the largest concentration of locally owned businesses. you know, the entrepreneurs and the restaurateurs and the boutique owners. Mm-hmm. And those small businesses really create that unique fabric of our community.
Certainly, certainly. And when you talk about the ripple effect, certainly the pandemic this year can be likened more to a tidal wave that seems to consume so much in its path. Why is it more important that we should care this year than in past years?
Well, it's always, you know, we always hear about Small Business Saturday and supporting our small businesses a couple of times a year. And, you know, this year with the effects of the pandemic, the reason small businesses are hurting more so than others is because they don't have that large corporate base that they can lean on. You know, the restaurants are at such a small capacity that it's really hard for them to cover their costs when they're limited to, you know, maybe 50% of their normal business. The small businesses that rely on foot traffic when people aren't leaving their homes as much and wandering the streets. And so those small businesses really are feeling the impacts of this much more significantly than the big box stores. And that's why we're really pushing and encouraging folks to continue to support small businesses. You know, we saw a huge influx of really, like, we're going to dig in and we're going to help out and we're going to order takeout and do all those things back in March and April. And as summer came through, it sort of waned a little bit. And so we're just really wanting to remind folks it's just as important now as it was 6 months ago.
Right. And I was one of those who felt like, I mean, even though I went and stocked up a bit on food at home just in case things got really bad, I made a point of having my family. We did a lot more takeout. We did a lot more calling in and getting curbside service for dining, so, you know, as a way to keep those restaurants that rely so much on foot traffic, keep them thriving. But beyond that, are there ways that we can go about supporting small businesses right now? I mean, and I know the businesses themselves have become a lot more creative in how they've, you know, switched around maybe their operations and their mission and how they produce revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do have, you know, I want to also clarify, it's not just about keeping the businesses afloat, right? It's their employees and their staff. And so it's about ensuring that we're not losing more jobs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, sometimes we look at the business as like, you know, the money-making boss kind of guy. And really, this is about the employees, you know, it's about the frontline staff, the folks that are at the register and the ones who are, you know, waitressing and washing dishes and doing all of those jobs, you know, we've got to help keep them employed. So what people can do is redouble their efforts to do that takeout once a week or once a day, however often it works. But, you know, doing the takeout if they're not comfortable dining in, making a reservation to do dining in and being there for folks. You know, again, with restaurants, with the capacity limits, when you have an employee who's reliant on tips and that tipping base has been cut in half, you know, leave a little extra on your tip if you can. I know some people, you know, they don't tip on takeout, but consider doing a tip on takeout because there's still that kitchen staff that's working away to prepare those meals. And then when it comes to retailers, you know, they're open. They are welcoming you to come in and see the new merchandise. I was in a couple of shops yesterday, and they've got cute Halloween stuff and fall stuff and already talking Christmas and, you know, new fashion. It's obviously getting colder again. So there's plenty of things to discover. And when we talk about innovation, so many of our small businesses have spent the last few months getting a really robust website put together so people can do online shopping from local businesses. So don't just think online shopping means Amazon. It can mean, you know, Sparrowhawk and Terra Verde and Lady Fingers Letterpress and some of our favorite downtown shops are able to meet your needs and do some virtual shopping through their websites.
Oh, that's inspirational. Definitely. Laurel Prudhomme, the Vice President of Communications for Downtown Partnership, is sharing more about the holiday outlook for the Downtown Business Corps and also what it means to, when, as part of the Downtown Partnership, to keep our downtown area vital, even as many in the Downtown Corps are being hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. It's a difficult time to do business, really, regardless of where you are. But when you're in that downtown area, which a lot of workers have been told they need to telework, and we're seeing a return maybe to more of that. So again, those downtown cores get hollowed out by that. We have more of the discussion continuing here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Need to take a short break. We want to guide people. If you want to find out more, go to downtowncs.com. Again, our guest today is Laurel Prudhomme. We're going to continue talking to Laurel after these messages. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. Sometimes we connect you with the places that are important to all of us, and today that place is downtown Colorado Springs, and we're speaking to Laurel Prudhomme, who's Vice President of Communications for Downtown Partnership, and again, the website to find out more information is downtowncs.com. Laurel, I have to admit that when you go downtown and you see all of those outdoor dining spaces, it really is a testament to the ingenuity of some of our restaurateurs, as well as working with city government leaders who've been able to find the way to carve out that outdoor space. It really is wonderful to see.
Yeah, and you know, we have worked with, probably 15 to 20 different restaurants on helping them expand their patio space or create a parklet, which is kind of like a patio and a parking space or two. And even though the weather is getting colder and we're no longer doing, we anticipate that that will come back in the springtime. But there's still lots of ways that you can enjoy outdoor dining. Obviously, we're in Colorado, so we get these really beautiful sunny days. You know, this week is a perfect example. We had snow, and this weekend it's going to be gorgeous. So
right, doesn't take long.
People, no, you know, that saying of wait 15 minutes and the weather will change. So we do encourage people to still get out and enjoy those sunny days. There's plenty of options, and we're continuing to work. Now that we're not doing the on-street dining on the south block of Tejon, that did end last week, but we're looking at some other options for that block, which is primarily restaurants on that block. And so looking at how we can, again, expand their outdoor seating areas and people can take advantage of them on our beautiful, warm winter days.
Right. Would you say, I would say it's been a success, but that's me looking from the outside in. Would you say from the insider's point of view, has it been a success, the outdoor dining scene?
It has been very successful. And what we've heard from several of the restaurants who are participating, that it has literally meant the difference between being able to keep people on staff and keep their doors open and having to close. And I think that's just a really good reminder of how tenuous the situation is for those employees, for those business owners. You know, several of our downtown restaurants are chef-owned and operated. You know, they're local. They're guys and women that live, you know, right here in our community who have this dream of serving good food to the community. And that passion continues. But they have said, you know, this has been one of the things that has helped them stay afloat during this time.
And I imagine it has to be daunting knowing that we're going into the winter months and those businesses, especially restaurants that relied on some of that outdoor space, really unsure of how this winter is going to treat us. And it's so dependent on Mother Nature.
Yeah, and we're doing a couple of things. You know, Mother Nature can be a little fickle, but we we were able to get some CARES funding that immediately was made accessible to restaurants to purchase outdoor heaters. Those can actually be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
When you're outdoors, it's a little bit like, I liken it to being around a campfire.
Sure.
Right? That's close to the heater gets nice and toasty warm. So we've been able to kind of assist with some outdoor heaters. And then we actually partnered with the Switchbacks and we're selling fleece blankets. So you can get these blankets on our website. You can order them online. They've got our logo and the Switchbacks logo, and so you can use them to kind of bundle up on those slightly chillier days. And then we also encourage you to take them to a Switchbacks game once their stadium opens up downtown. So,
oh, fantastic.
A dual-purpose $10 blanket that can ensure that you stay cozy eating outdoors during the winter.
Okay. Great idea. Great idea. And for those who are interested in those blankets, what's the address that they should go to, the URL that they should go to find out more?
So they can go to downtowncs.com/blankets, and that will take them straight to the page with the information on the blankets. And I know, you know, initially I thought, is blankets kind of a weird thing? But when you think about it, you can kind of, you know, put them over your lap and they keep your feet warm and your core warm. And we've actually seen them be really successful in other cities. So we figured, why not give it a try here as well?
Okay, we like that idea. Again, the URL, downtowncs.com/blankets. So pretty easy right there. We have to take a break.
Yep.
We need to get some news, traffic and weather in, as well as some commercials. So we'll be back with Laurel Prudhomme of the Downtown Partnership as this edition of The Extra continues. We're back on The Extra talking with Laurel Prudhomme, the communications VP for the Downtown Partnership for Downtown Colorado Springs. And let's talk, Laurel, about the holidays. I mean, holidays in Colorado Springs have always been something that set the bar high. So tell us what fun activities are in the works this year. During a pandemic year, we know things are going to be changing, but hopefully there's still some fun planned.
Yeah, so I know it's hard to believe, but November is next week. And that,
no!
Even for those, I know.
Not ready.
Those of us who aren't ready for the holidays, like, they're here. So we're doing a handful of fun things. You know, our lights are in the trees, and in the next couple of weeks, you'll be seeing more holiday decor come up. And we know that people love to see those things because it gives them that holiday spirit. The skating rink will be opening in a couple of weeks. And we also have some fun promotions that are going on. And again, they're all about supporting our small businesses. So the first thing I kind of want to mention is a digital pass. So in past years, we've done a printed holiday coupon book. And while we'll still have some of those printed, we've shifted it to a digital version that you can download to your smartphone. And this is the perfect way to explore shops that you haven't been to in a while or that you maybe didn't know were there. We actually had some new stores open up during a pandemic. So there's new things to find downtown.
Mm.
And this digital pass has all kinds of offers. It's got buy one, get one on entrees and drinks at restaurants, you have free appetizers with your meal, and it's got a lot of great shopping offers from our downtown retailers. And the best part about it is it's absolutely free for anybody to download. So that makes it even a double bonus, is it's free to you, and we've got over 70 stores and restaurants and even salons that have really fun offers in there. And so we encourage people to go to downtowncs.com, and they can, right on our homepage, they can find info for that Discover Downtown Pass.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So, you know, holidays, we all want to go out and find those great, unique gifts, but this gives you a way to do it and save a little money at the same time.
So, I like that. I like that. And we know downtown has their legacy shops, and as you mentioned, some newer shops, but there are some that are more of a temporary nature that come during the holidays. Tell us about these pop-ups.
Yeah, so this is going to be the sixth year that we've hosted some holiday pop-up shops. And like you said, it's exactly that. They come and they're here for a couple of months. And that's your one fabulous opportunity to check them out, because they're just here from about mid-November through the end of December. And this year, we are going to have some fun pop-up shops. One of them is a sort of a curated thrift store, so finding cool and eclectic options for shopping there. We're also going to have a tasting room that's going to feature some local distilleries. So you can go in and have a taste and take a bottle away with you. And we're working on securing those locations, so I can't say quite yet exactly where you'll find them, but all of the information will be on our website for those pop-up shops.
Oh, I love it. And what about some other holiday activities? I like the idea that I've heard about calling a holiday stroll. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the holiday stroll traditionally has been one night where all of the stores stay open late. And initially it was designed because we know people who work that 8 to 5 time frame, it's maybe hard for them to get downtown and get to the shops before they close at 6 o'clock, some of them. So the holiday stroll is returning this year. It is on December 9th, and the stores will be open until 8 p.m. They always offer a fun and engaging shopping experience, as well as specials just for that night. So we encourage people to come out and bundle up, and Santa will even be out for the holiday stroll. So you will see him wandering around, and we figure December 9 is not quite too late to still whisper in his ear if there's something on your wish list.
Right, right. And December 9th, I mean, when you think about it, we will have only fallen back, you know, in terms of the daylight saving time, November 1st. So not really too hard to imagine that you can have a really enjoyable evening out, you know, on December 9th. Fantastic. And then there's something that I heard that has to do with, well, why don't you fill us in? Holidays with the...
Holidays with my Gnomies.
And this
love
is
a partnership. I know. It's a partnership we're doing with some really creative folks. And it's a little mysterious and a little creative and a whole lot of fun. So about the second week of November, there will be a storefront window on Bijou right across from Acacia Park. And it will feature items from local makers and local stores. And for people who aren't looking necessarily to buy a thing for the holidays to give as a gift, we are also featuring experiences. So you can actually buy the opportunity to do a pie-making class or create jewelry or all kinds of experiences. And the way it works is you'll go to that store and you'll text a message, and it will lead you on a scavenger hunt around downtown where you're looking for these little sparks of creativity. And when I say creative sparks, you'll know them when you see them. They have been dropped behind by some little mysterious gnomes. And once you collect those sparks, you go back to that first spot, and there will be an interactive light display that only appears if you know the password. And you get that password from doing the scavenger hunt. So it sounds a little mysterious and a little creative, and it's going to be a ton of fun. There will be little creative sparks dropped all around downtown. And again, you'll be able to find the info on Holidays with My Gnomies at downtowncs.com.
And when you're talking about, like, we're all trying to cope with a different level of, I guess, boredom during this time of coronavirus pandemic, this is a way to maybe find something new, maybe a new tradition to do during the holidays.
Yeah.
I love
this
idea.
And it's going to be fun for the whole family. So you can get outdoors, you can wander around, you can look for these little creative sparks that have been dropped behind, and solve the game and puzzle and have fun while you're doing it. Plus, you get to experience, see some of the new things, and maybe come away with some great holiday gifts.
I love it. Okay, fantastic. Well, we're talking with Laurel Prudhomme, who's the Vice President of Communications for the Downtown Partnership. We're talking about how the holiday is going to be a different sort of holiday season for the downtown area, but they are looking at ways to inject some fun, some tradition, some unique experiences into what has been a somewhat different holiday experience this year. We all know and are anticipating the different. But here's one way to wring a little bit more juice and creativity out of it. The conversation continues here on The Extra. We're taking a short break. When we come back, more with Laurel Prudhomme. Welcome back for the final quarter hour of The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We've been talking to the Vice President of Communications for the Downtown Partnership, Laurel Prudhomme. And Laurel, we were talking about the holiday outlook, some fun activities. I love that. Holidays with my gnomies. That'll be fun. A little bit of a scavenger hunt for folks to not only take advantage of some of the fun, places to visit in Colorado Springs, but also maybe to win something. Winning something and getting something for nothing is always a good option in my book. Okay, skate in the park. That has been such a tradition in downtown Colorado Springs for so long. Tell us, is it coming back this year?
It is coming back.
Yay!
Very excited. If anybody has been past Acacia Park around this time of year, they create this huge dirt pit. And we always get questions, what the heck is going on? Well, that is the base preparations for the Skate in the Park outdoor ice skating rink. It is now in its seventh year of real ice fun right in your city center. And it will be opening up. I know we're right before Halloween, so this sounds kind of scary, but we're opening up on Friday the 13th of November. So, yes, the rink will be returning this year, and, there are going to be some changes, and we're being really cautious and careful about how we do things because, of course, we do want to make sure that there are health safety protocols in place so that everybody can enjoy it and still feel comfortable doing that.
Right. So, the idea when you're skating probably is not to be bumping into each other, so...
Right,
you've got that going for you.
I bump into the ground a lot when I'm out on ice skating.
I know. Broken wrists are not, there's no protection against that if you are skating at Skate in the Park, especially on Friday the 13th when they open. People love Skate in the Park for so many different reasons. I mean, I always love thinking that, there might be an Olympian or two who are joining us on the ice. What do people love about Skate in the Park?
So what we have seen over the last few years is that Skate in the Park has just really become a fun family tradition. And people come down with their family. They come down with their friends. If they have family visiting from out of town, it's a great activity. Sometimes we see that the teenagers are skating and mom and dad are doing a little holiday shopping, which is always good.
That's okay. And, that's perfectly fine.
Absolutely nothing wrong with going out and having a skate and then stopping for some delicious hot chocolate or a hot meal or even, take a pizza home. Stop by one of the downtown restaurants and take a meal home for after your skating. So the differences this year we're going to see is that tickets are going to need to be purchased ahead of time. And that is obviously so that we can control capacity and make sure that we're not overcrowding the rink. Mm. So I think for some folks who've been there on really crowded days, this is actually going to be a big bonus because it will be a little bit more of open ice, and that'll give you a great opportunity to skate and again, feel really comfortable with that experience. So tickets, you can find all the information at downtowncs.com/skate. And tickets will be purchased online ahead of time, and then you can pick your time slot and then go enjoy a great day at the only outdoor ice rink in town.
Right. And can you still rent skates there, or do you need to bring your own skates with safety protocols and such?
Skates are included in the cost of the ticket. Tickets are $9 for skaters. And they are doing timed entries, and then they've already built in scheduling for cleaning and disinfecting and, you know, and in my case, a high-touch surface at the skating rink is the rail all the way around.
Right.
I cling to that. So they have already figured out, you know, how they're going to clean things and disinfect, not just the skates, but some of the other high-touch surfaces as well. So I think people can feel really comfortable that they're going to have a good experience. And from a health safety perspective, it's those things are going to be addressed as well. But skates are included. They also have, you know, fun things at the rink. There are these little seal-shaped critters. He's called Bobby the Seal, and he's for the younger kids that are just learning how to skate, and they can kind of push him around, and he helps stabilize them. And so Bobby the Seal is going to be available as well, and that's just another little fun thing.
Bobby the Seal. When I was learning to skate, it was an overturned bucket. That's as advanced as we were. We didn't have a seal helping us learn how, making it feel a little bit better.
We had buckets once upon a time, and we have upgraded to a very adorable little blue seal. So he's a little more stable and a little more safe for kids.
And what a blessing that we can have this traditional activity still ongoing. When you were saying that it is going to be going forward this year, I almost wanted to cue the hallelujah chorus, which I think maybe we have queued up somewhere. You know, hallelujah, because that is something that we certainly, I think, is a marker of celebrating the Christmas holidays in Colorado Springs. Every time when you're driving around, you see those lights at Pioneer Square, at the Pioneer Square Museum. You see the skating rink, and it really just, I think, cements in your heart that, you know, the holidays are here. And what a great way to celebrate and make the downtown a destination for all of us, and a place where we can bring our support.
Absolutely. And I'll just mention really quickly, because this is a change this year. People are used to coming downtown for the Festival of Lights Parade. And again, yet another change due to health safety and pandemic. The parade will not be downtown this year, but it is taking place. It's just taking place at the World Arena. So we know people look forward to coming down and seeing the parade every year. And even though it's not in our downtown, we encourage people to participate. You know, look at it as an advantage. It's a one-time, unique, different experience. It'll be something to remember, but we hope people will still come out and enjoy the parade, even though it's not going downtown.
Right. The kids will be saying, remember that one time we were completely warm because we could see the parade from the comfort of our own car? Okay. Right. Well, if you want to find out more about all of these activities, I direct you to downtowncs.com. We're out of time. Laurel Prudhomme, our guest for today, thank you so much for joining us here on The Extra.
Thank you for having me.
And we're all ready to get, you know, fired up and settle back with a nice cup of cocoa and start planning out our holiday activities and ways to have fun and really make it a season to remember. Laurel, thank you. And thanks to our listeners. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.